Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. We have a rather short and punchy episode here with the majority of Mazda's brand new Mazda Team Yost IMSA Daytona Prototype International squad. We start off with Mazda Motorsports boss John Doonan to explain part of how this lineup came together, seeing as how they got rid of half of the 2017 lineup. They brought in Oliver Jarvis, who we speak with, Harry Tinknell, who's going to pull off a rather impressive double feature next year, competing full-time in IMSA and the FI World Endurance Championship with Ford, so he gives us some intel on how he expects to do that. Then we spoke with three of the returning drivers, and Jonathan Bomarito, the program veteran overall, young Tristan Nunez, who cracks the door open on a rather unsavory tale of the treatment he received under the former regime, and also Spencer Pigot, young IndyCar star who's back for the long endurance races. Only one missing, reigning DTM champ Rene Rast. Hopefully they will haze him or hit him in the face with a pie or something like that to make him pay for his absence. But all kidding aside, spoke for about 20 minutes today at the LA Auto Show. John was kind enough to grab them, find a quiet space, pass his phone around the room, had some fun with the guys, but they also offered some pretty cool insights too. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and also on marshallpruitt.com. All right, it's a rather quick episode, so let's get right into it with Mazda's 2018 IMSA DPI effort. Mr. Doonan, we have a fun confirmation of a revised driver lineup. We'll talk more about the revisions to the RT24P itself in the coming weeks, but tell me about how you arrived at this driver lineup and why it is that you hate Americans and have brought in a half European squad.
I think the ultimate result of this is bringing the best from the Mazda Road to 24 and the Mazda Road to Indy, and veterans, if you will, from the Yost relationship and from the Multimatic relationship. That's really the theme here. And when you blend those things those two things together, and we haven't confirmed actual driver pairings yet, but the overall theme is, you know, the best of all the worlds that we've brought together here. You know, Jonathan, Tristan, Spencer, poster boys of both of those programs. Harry comes to us as a result of an awesome relationship with Multimatic and Ford, and them allowing him to be borrowed to us, so to speak. Ali, of course, has a long-time relationship with the Yost family, and certainly had huge success with the Audi brand. And Renee, of course, on loan to us for the distance races, thanks to the folks at Audi. So, you know, in the end, it's the best of all those worlds coming together, because we're here to fight, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, why don't you pass the phone to whomever's next, and we'll start that fun little process.
All right, fresh off a Charlotte IndyCar simulator test, here is Mr. Spencer Pigot.
Wow.
Hey, Marshall.
Hey, Spence. So you're looking like an old team veteran now. Good Lord.
I know. It's pretty neat.
Well, tell me tell me about this, because last year you were part of the program. I mean, you've been a part of the Mazda family for a while on the sports car side, but you got a feel for the RT24P at a couple of outings. There was the hiatus taken by the team to redevelop it with Team Yost. Tell me your thoughts about the new team members and what you think they might bring to the program to strengthen it even more.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting time for everyone at Mazda, especially, you know, I think the few of us that have been around the past couple years, now transitioning with Team Yost has just been, you know, for me, it's been a great experience. I mean, they bring so much experience, so much knowledge, and, you know, just their work ethic, their, you know, everything they did throughout the years and years of racing Le Mans is, you know, they just know everything. They have everything's, you know, the seats, the water bottle system, everything's just you know, perfect. We're not really having to worry about any little things like that because they've had the experience to kind of fine tune all of that stuff. So now their main focus is learning the car, and you know, they've done a great job so far. It's definitely I think a step forward in the right direction, and you know, we're all just looking forward to getting on track with all the other prototypes and really seeing where we stack up.
Let me ask you one more question before we move on to another teammate. So you were there last season, obviously did your best to put on a smile when things went sideways, you know, whether it was missing a session or, you know, something broke during a session and otherwise. What kind of camaraderie do you have building already with your new teammates? Because we expect things to be better this year, but obviously team unity, driver unity is going to be just as important as the upgrades to the car.
Well, a couple of them are British, so it's kind of tricky to become too close with them. But only kidding. No, it's you know, so far it's been really cool. The first time I met all the new teammates was I think last week, and you know, straight away we all got along really well and sharing a lot of laughs, and they've all got a lot of experience in sport car racing, you know, especially more than I do. So I've got a lot I can learn from them, and you know, I think they're enjoying themselves so far, and I think they're excited for this new challenge as well.
Awesome. All right, pass the mic.
All right, well, I'm sitting next to Oliver Jarvis, so he'll be your next victim.
Jesus.
Hey, Marshall.
Jarvis.
How are you?
I'm good. So, A, happy to have you finally confirmed. I don't want to say, well, how's this? How's it feel to be one of the worst-kept secrets in the paddock, first of all? But you're obviously a guy who had choices, right? I mean, you obviously starred in P2 this year in the WEC with a great win at Le Mans, et cetera, but, you know, you're one of those guys who, because of your experience in P1 and now P2, I think could have easily stayed in Europe, continued in the WEC in some capacity. What led you here? Why America full-time?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was in a very fortunate position where, you know, already I had some choices to make, which is a great place to be at this time of year. But I knew that, you know, when I started talking to John and also Ralph at Team Yost, you know, for me, I just felt this was the perfect fit. I know the Yost guys, you know, I followed the Mazda program for several years now. And, you know, they had let's say a difficult first year this year, but for me what's really exciting is the way, you know, they've gone about to improve things for the following year, for next year, but also the, you know, the opportunity with this team that we have to succeed and go out and win races. And you know, also IMSA's just going from strength to strength at the moment, and I've always wanted to race full-time in America, so it's really the perfect combination for myself.
So this is a little bit of a combo question here. You obviously have a lot of experience and a strong relationship you bring in on the Yost side. How much of that do you think will help in the vehicle development side plus the, I guess, team formation and assembly side, you know, with this new North American endeavor? And the second part to that is, so you've done some pretty amazing things in a trillion horsepower, trillion-dollar budget LMP1 hybrid. Do you also have to do a little bit of self-censoring where you're going, well, you know, if we could adjust the torque split through the front motors, et cetera. Oh, wait a minute. This is a P2. I can't do that. Is there any challenge there for you to not over-ask for changes because you are in a somewhat tight regulation box?
I think the positive is, you know, I have them ideas and, you know, the thought process from the P1, but also because of my P2 experience this year, I'm also very aware of the limitations from the rules side. I think, you know, you can't change too much or go into too much detail on the car, which for me is a positive because it means, you know, it really simplifies the process of just working with your engineers, working with the team, and trying to get the best out of the package you've got. Of course, you're trying to make steps forward and you're trying to come up with things to improve, but it's a different way of going about things to what we had, you know, in the P1 project. But I also think, you know, I've got the best of both worlds being with Team Yost in the sense that, you know, I'm new to the team. So for me, I've been able to fit in extremely quickly. And likewise, my teammates who are already part of the master program have the knowledge that I don't have of, you know, the master program. So, you know, between us, we got the best of both worlds. So at the moment, I have to say we're gelling really well and everything's sort of going really positive.
Well, I'm sure the rest of your teammates are falling asleep waiting, but if you could, please hand the mic to our next victim.
I will. I'll hand you over to Mr. Nunes, who sat on the floor as we had no seats and he was last one in.
Aww.
So I'll pass you over.
What's going on, Rachel?
So if someone didn't offer you their seat or let you sit on their lap, I'm a little upset at that.
I think it's the fact that I'm still the youngest guy. You know, I'm 22 now, but I'm still the youngest one, so.
Yeah, but you're a vet. You're one of the few who can walk in and call Rene, Oliver, and Harry Rooks. Hey, Rook, get me a donut. Come on, man.
Yeah, I suppose I just need to be a little bit more firm with the way I go about this.
I think you're also
tall. But they're strong. Well, you're really strong.
But you're taller than them. I mean, come on. Well, tell me about this from your perspective of you're the young one, you're the kid, et cetera, but you're not new to this. You've been driving a Mazda prototype for years now. You worked with J-Bomb, obviously, in a mentor role. What do you see about your new teammates coming in that makes you think, hey, maybe I can develop my natural talent in new ways or more ways than if we had just stayed with the same old lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's, change is never a bad thing. The new additions to the team, they have experience in different kinds of racing. So, I'm always open-minded and I like to learn new things every single day. I'm always going to keep my mind open no matter how old I get. And, I am still the young one, but, I'm 22 now, but doesn't mean I still have a lot to learn. So, still open-minded to that and, right off the bat, we all get along fine, and I think we have similar feel about the car too, so that helps too. But yeah, we all get along, and that's the first step.
Let me ask one question here, and I'll try and ask as warm a questions as I can when appropriate, but it's also sometimes necessary to ask ones that delve a little bit deeper. So I know that, we're talking about this Mazda Team Yost relationship only being a couple months old, right? So it's not like you've been with them forever. But I know with the previous service providers of Mazda's prototype program, you were often treated poorly. And I think simply due to your age. I heard one tale of you, and I apologize for forgetting the exact scenario, but I think you might have earned your first podium or something like that, and you were instructed the following morning to clean the toilets at the shop. Not because the toilets were dirty, but because someone felt that you needed to be grounded and, taught a lesson and not let your head get too big. Would it be safe to say the vibe is a lot different and possibly more conducive to success with what you've seen at Yost?
Oh yeah, I mean it's really just a whole different atmosphere, a whole different world with Team Yost. I mean, everyone has a respect for each other that I've never really felt before, and that's they just really know what it takes to win. And having a good relationship with anyone on the team, drivers, crew, engineers is essential to success. And I think they understand that, and even just the couple days that I've been with them, been able to really bond with the crew, regardless of the language barrier, I can really see it going to something that's gonna be powerful, and that's what it takes to win, really. I mean, it's every little part, and this team really really understands the little parts that it takes to find success. So. It's a huge change. It's something that I'm still getting used to, but they're all positive things to get used to. So it's exciting.
No rubber gloves, throwing those away. No scrubbing equipment.
I'll stick to the driver gloves now.
I love it. All right, my man, pass me on to the next driver.
Yep, you're going to be speaking to Mr. Harry next.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
all right.
Oh, Jesus is what he says. So good luck. Hey, Marshall.
Taking jobs away from Americans, Tinknell. Whatever, man. And you've already got one with Ford in Europe. Jesus, dude, how greedy are you?
Yeah, Christmas has come early this year for sure.
Well, kidding aside, tell me about how this is going to work. And I know that the FIAWC's switch to this, quote, super season structure, will help from a timing standpoint in some things, but... how are you going to be able to fit in, busy, multiple continent sports car campaigns? Have you bought? Is McNish going to allow you to use his private Lear jet? How are you going to pull all this stuff off?
Yeah, I need to speak to Big Al about that, don't I? Get use of his pilot. That would be nice. But it's going to be very busy, but very, very excited. This is an amazing opportunity for me to be racing him. So with Mazda, very thankful to everyone involved who's been able to put the deal together, because going to be racing again full time in WEC next year. But I think with the sort of transitional season that it's going to be, in only five races in the 2018 calendar year, then it frees up time to do other things. And really, really looking forward to this season that I've got coming up. Like you say, it is going to be busy. Time management is going to be crucial, I think, in terms of just being 100% prepared and committed. But I did a double program in 2016, which was also successful with Joseph's Ford and Ford. So I think I can manage it pretty well. And certainly with Team Yost and Multimatic, I think we won't have any issues.
So you and I have been talking for quite a few years now about your desire to come over here and race, whether it's just getting in for the Rolex 24 or otherwise. So this is something where you've been able to get a little bit of a foothold in America. Now you've got a full-time opportunity in IMSA's top class. And you have it the year where DPI and P2 explodes, with Penske coming in. There are more Cadillacs. Nissan's obviously closing the year, in a strong position. Just give me your general thoughts of what you're going to face, man, because it looks like if you love competition, then you pick the right year. If you wanted things to be easy, I don't know why you put your name on that contract.
Yeah, it's a fully stacked grid this year for sure. No, I mean... as I've been looking at the States for a long time. I think I first met John at Daytona 2015, really grateful obviously to get my opportunity this year to race Daytona, get a bit of experience there, and now this full-time ride is absolutely incredible in terms of my career progression and everything like that. And to have it with Mazda Team Yost, I think it doesn't really get any better. And like you say, it's a fully stacked grid, drivers, teams, cars, it's absolutely gonna blow away, I think, any other season that we've had before. We're coming here fighting as well, and I think a Multimatic built Team Yost run Mazda program is one that's gonna be fighting right at the top and be a serious force to contend with. Obviously, we're new, and we need to get some time to everyone to find their role in the team and to iron out all the creases. But I think the initial signs are really, really strong, what we've had in testing, and just seeing the smiles on the faces from the guys who've been in the program a bit longer than me, and how much the car is improved from the start of the season is very encouraging. So certainly picked a good year to come in next season, and I think IMSA as a whole is just gone from strength to strength.
Last quick question for you before you pass the phone. How happy are you to know that your manager, mentor, McNish, has a proper job again looking after Audi's Formula E team, so it won't be bothering the piss out of you at every round? Come on, at least it's got something to do. That should make you smile.
Absolutely, and that's a big calendar as well. So at least he's off in other countries, continents apart at times for sure. But he's done a fantastic job. He's
he's been absolutely, you know, huge to my whole career. And I've heard he, you know, has a little bit of a relationship with Yost as well. So hopefully he can tell me, you know, which guys are, you know, to belt me in, and which guys, you know, I need to just be slightly careful of, if I've just come back with a bit of grass on the tires or whatever.
Very smart, very smart. All right, well, thanks, mate. Pass the mic.
Will do. Pass it over to JB the Bomber, Jonathan.
How's it going, man?
J Bomb, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you the last in line here, or is there a Rene?
Rene is not with us, so I'm last man standing.
Jeez. So, all right. Well, then let's open with the most important question, since you were able to get up and make this happen, and he wasn't. What kind of rookie team hazing are we planning? Are you going to put, you know, cream cheese in his driving boots? What's going on, man?
There's not really any rookie team hazing. We just continue to haze Tristan.
All right.
So, you know, he's just, yeah, he's pretty much the target of all hazing. So we'll just stick with that. It seems to work pretty well.
Awesome. Well, let me open with a real question that isn't necessarily a softball, but you know, you've always been an honest dude. I've told you more than once privately, and before the team change took place, that I wasn't necessarily of the opinion that your talents were being fully rewarded, either by the quality of the program, how it was, you know, being executed on track, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me about where your head's at now. And again, we're not trying to speak ill of, or, you know, be just mean about Speed Source, but where's your head at now, optimism-wise, and feeling like, hey, maybe I do have a reason to be optimistic about what's coming in 2018 and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, it really, where my head and everybody's head at now is there's no excuses. You've hired the best in the business at every level, you know, from the race team to engineering to the engineering and development of the car and car build with Multimatic and drivers. And, you know, it's pretty simple. There's just no excuses. You know, we have great partners and people in the program, and the stars are kind of aligning to go out there and just go get the job done.
So for you, I know the official lineup hasn't been announced yet, etc., although I have a pretty good inkling of who might end up where. Tell me, last question, I know I asked one of the other teammates about this, but as one of the, you know, I guess the true team veteran, both in age and tenure, what do you think about the chemistry and capabilities of this team that you've seen so far in testing, knowing that, you know, when you were part of the Viper program, for example, man, lots of drivers, beasts, all of them, you knew that was a raging monster. You seeing and feeling that here, at least from initial testing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you just, everybody just seems so focused and determined and there for one purpose and the right reasons. And, you know, the car comes into pit lane and, you know, the crew's jumping over the wall and everybody has their job. And it just the intensity level and the focus just seems really, really spot on. And, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, for the drivers to see and just everybody involved, you know, it just brings it up to another level. And, you know, I think from what I've seen so far, granted, we haven't been in that, you know, that anger of the first major pit stop to, you know, you're pitting in the lead and come out in the lead, or you pit in third and make, you know, come out first. Like, we haven't been in that situation, but we're already working towards it. And from what I've the little glimpses I've seen of it, we're going to be in a very, very good window here moving forward.
Awesome. Well, look forward to seeing you and the boys here shortly. and hearing IMSA's angriest four-cylinder turbo sing its little song. So
I think the car has a little different sound to it this year too. So keep your ear out. I'm curious if you think so. But we were talking about it when we were testing a Sebring. It sounds a little different. Sounds really, really good.
So. I love it. And that was all but Rene Rast from the new look Mazda Team Yost DPI effort. Fairly confident we're going to see big things from them in 2018. Are we talking about knocking off Cadillac and Nissan and Acura? That I'm not willing to predict yet because we haven't seen those cars go head-to-head in testing. But I do know for sure that with the addition of Mazda, Team Yost, Multimatic, AER, and the uprated efforts of Oliver Jarvis, Rene Rast, and also Harry Ticknell, there aren't many holes in that game. There really aren't a lot of things that you can look at and go, big shortcoming. We were able to say that last year, not so much on the driver's side. There are a little bit of a soft spot here or there, but definitely some weaknesses on the vehicle side. So can't wait to see that car, the RT24P, out and running and testing. And by the time we get to the Roar Before the 24, I don't think Mazda is going to be holding back, sandbagging, or playing any games, because if they're going to come back after a long hiatus and take on the teams that have a full year of knowledge with their DPIs, you really cannot afford to play games. You need to get down to business. So we're going to find out here in 5-6 weeks where they stack up and at least give us an inkling of what could be coming at the Rolex 24 at Daytona and for the rest of the year. All right. Well, hope you enjoyed the discussion there with the lads. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.